Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show here in Sandpoint. This is your morning show host, Julie Calamine, and I'm on my lonesome here this morning. You usually hear Phil Huff saying good morning about this time, but Phil isn't here this morning. So it's going to be just me with a lively group of guests here in the studio. I'm going to be introducing them in a moment, but before that, some weather. We live in a mountain town and we live in a beautiful area with spring coming and weather is important, so let's get to it. Looking like spring weather is heading our way and today we're looking for some sun. Wow, are we looking for some sun. Sunny and a high of 61. That is truly spring weather coming to Sandpoint. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 33, not even getting down to freezing. Tomorrow, again, sunny with a high of 63. Same story in the evening. Low of 35, and Friday, high of 60. Same sort of thing. We're looking at sunny weather and warm temps right through the weekend with a small chance for rain as we come into the weekend, like a 30% chance. High is still pretty high, though, in the 50s. The one thing we might all want to watch out for, Sandpoint residents and folks not right in town, is that the National Weather Service has issued a warning that's a hydrologic warning, and that's related to rain, snowmelt, runoff. And so they're mentioning that there's a good chance of field flooding. So if you live in an area that's prone to that, you might want to watch out for that and not drive into any deep water, get yourself in trouble. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce our morning show topic and our morning show guests. This morning, we're going to be talking about the 2019 Fly Fishing Film Tour at the Panada. And to help us talk about that and an event that's connected to it, we're joined this morning by three experts on the topics. Our first is Gail Bolin. Gail's associated with the Pondere Water Festival. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
Happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Yes, and our next guest is Laura Forsberg, and Laura is here helping out with the Trout Unlimited part or portion of the fly fishing film tour and how that connects with the Pondere Water Festival. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Julie.
It's great to have you.
Thank you.
And our third guest, we'll all be able to tell who this is, the only guy in the room, is Taylor Hess. And Taylor works with North 40, and he's one of the sponsors of the Fly Fishing Film Tour and going to tell us a lot about the film festival tour and also some of the exciting raffle prizes and just sort of things connected with the event. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Well, let's get started with the basic details of the event. I want to cover this two or three times during our hour so that everyone's aware of this great event and will be sure not to miss it. Would one of you like to tackle the basics, when it is, where it is? Gail, Tyler, Laura. All right. Laura wins. She raised her hand first.
I'd be glad to. The event is held Saturday, this Saturday, March 23rd. Doors will open at 5:30, or it's 5:45, and the films will start at 7. Come early, you'll be able to fill out raffle tickets and see some of the booths that we may have set up.
Good. And how about purchase of tickets? You can tell us prices and where to get them and when to get them.
Yes, tickets can be purchased in advance, both at iCarts and at North 40 for $12. And tickets will also be available the day of the show at the door for $15.
Okay. And did we say online? Can they get them online?
Yes, they can at flyfishingtour.com. I'll have that address.
Okay. Maybe an org, maybe a com.
Right.
.com or org. Well, let's get back to our guests. We've mentioned the event once, but we're going to want to hear a little bit more about how it comes about and more about it, the event itself. So, Gail, why don't you begin and tell us about basically your background, how you're connected with the tour, etc.
Okay. My connection is that I am the coordinator for the Pondere Water Festival, which is an educational event for all fifth graders in Bonner County. And the Fly Fishing Film Tour is a fundraising event for the fifth grade education event. This is my seventh year coordinating the Pondere Water Festival. My background is environmental science. I have a master's in environmental science, water resources, and water is so important to everyone. And this program helps to teach the kids how to protect our most precious resource, water.
Yes, and it's part of school curriculum.
True? Yes, it is. Yeah. In fact, I was at Priest River yesterday. I go to every fifth grade classroom in the county and do a presentation. And one of the teachers at Priest River said to me that it fits right in with their curriculum, their science curriculum, and that doing the presentation prior to their ISAT testing helps improve scores.
Okay, what is ISAT testing?
It's a test that all of the kids have to take. It's a standardized test.
For a path.
To see what their mark of learning has what it is.
Sure, how they're doing before they move on to the next stage in their education. Well, it's connected, so the proceeds from the fly fishing film tour go to this event.
Right. We split the money between Trout Unlimited, the Panhandle chapter, and the Water Festival.
Okay, So what we know about that is that you're going to be splitting proceeds. And tell us a bit, just for a moment, Laura, I'm going to move on to you and then to Tyler. I'd like to hear about Trout Unlimited's connection again and how they got involved. It's a bit of a story, right, to understand.
Yes. When the Cabinet Gorge and Knoxon Reservoir or Knoxon Dams went in, Washington Water Power at the time, 50 years ago, had to be licensed. Every 50 years, that license gets renewed. And at that time, Avista, Washington Water Power became Avista quite some time ago, about 30 years ago. And they had the foresight to realize that they needed to have more of an environmental stance with regard to managing the effects that the dams had on the natural resources. So Trout Unlimited, back in the late 90s, spent hundreds of hours working with a committee that created the Clark Fork Settlement Agreement. And so because of that, Trout Unlimited has a seat at the table in overseeing projects that go to mitigate the effects that the dams have created.
Yes, and in particular, in Trout Unlimited's case, they're very interested in the fish that want to spawn, et cetera.
Right.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but it's primarily interested in bull trout?
Bull trout. That's correct. The dams did cause a problem with migration, upstream migration. So with the streams that are available to bull trout, and bull trout habitat is in North Idaho and western Montana, they demand cold water. And so Trout Unlimited's mantra is basically connectedness, clean water, cold water, which is so critical to bull trout.
Cool, clean water.
Yes.
Yes. We'll be hearing about that later. I don't want to give away all of our songs. But anyway, so Trout Unlimited. So, all right, we've talked to Gail, and we know something about the student connection. And we've talked with Laura to hear just a bit about how Trout Unlimited is connected. And now I'd like to go to Taylor and hear how that comes together in the event that we're all hopefully going to be enjoying in a couple of days. So, Taylor, it comes down to this great event at the Panada. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so the fly fishing film tour has been going on for, I think, 7 years here in Sandpoint. And it's definitely something, if you're a fishy person, to get out and give it a try.
Yes, I think we have a cough or a sneeze. He's doing well. Hang in there. Yes, so so we've got the event itself, and then, of course, what you're going to share with us about being a sponsor and some of the raffle items, et cetera. So what do we know about the film?
So the film, there's quite a few films that are being done. They're starting in, I believe, saltwater destinations. And
going on to other destinations, that's right. Shall we talk a bit about some of the raffle items? That would be interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So we do have a couple fly rods and a couple guided trips. Those are the big ones. So the guided trips, those are on the Kootenai River with Steve Shaw and Linehan Outfitting. And then we also have one from Kootenai Canyon Anglers, which is a new guide service, just obtained a permit. And that's another one for two people. So those are definitely the big ones. And then we have a lot of different, hats and beanies from Yeti and Loop and Echo.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the guided trips for a moment. Laura, do you know much about them? It sounds like a fabulous prize if you're able to win it.
Right. I will definitely be purchasing many raffle tickets to try to win either of these two trips. The Kootenai River is fishable all the way from Libby Dam down into Idaho. And I understand that Kootenai Canyon Outfitters has a permit to float the Idaho section.
Nice.
And so that will be very exciting. And the Kootenai River. I fish all of these areas. is fishable pretty much the entire season, and the guides that you will be matched up with are very experienced, and you will definitely be catching rainbow trout and maybe the occasional bull trout by accident.
Yes, they have to be immediately released.
Yes, they do.
Those have got to go back. Well, that's to win a prize like that, it's got a not only does it have a relatively high dollar value, but there's educational value there. You could learn an awful lot about fishing the Kootenai River a day with experienced guides such as Linehan. Be pretty neat.
Yes.
And tell us about the raffle tickets again. Gail, do you know what they're going for? Dollar each? Who's in charge of raffle tickets?
I will be there selling raffle tickets.
All right.
But at this point in time, I'm not sure of the price.
Okay.
Seems like in the past, they were a dollar each, or you could get maybe, additional tickets. I will have to double check that, but they're not real expensive.
No. Well, a dollar each sounds like quite a bargain. And if you're the lucky person who wins that guided trip, one of the guided trips, you are going to be very happy. All right. Well, let's talk a bit more about what's happening with the event itself. We've already mentioned when it is, but do we know a little more about the actual individual films, or is that going to be more of a surprise? You have to be surprised and get there.
All that I know without watching the film so far, I've heard there was a showing down in Spokane, and the people that went to that said it's one of the better ones that they've seen so far.
All right. So in general, from year to year, when you attend a tour fishing, fly fishing film tour like this, what might you expect? Laura, you've been to a few. You've watched them.
Pretty much each one.
Good.
Sometimes in Spokane and in Sandpoint. I love them. It's very similar. If you haven't been before, it's very similar to attending the Banff Film Festival or a Warren Miller ski film, in that these are incredible destinations. The filming is top quality, and it gets you very excited about the upcoming fly fishing or general fishing year.
Very good. Well, I'd like to go to a short song break, and then I'd like for us to come back and talk a bit more about what happens during the water festival with the kids, because that's a that's key to our morning discussion. So we're going to take a moment here and listen to one of this one. We're going to attribute. You get the attribution for this one, Laura. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Fishing in the Dark. And that was the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Fishing in the Dark. Laura, was it as great a song as you remember?
Absolutely.
That is a good song. So many good fishing songs and also water songs out there. We're lucky to have them. Well, Taylor, could you tell us once again about the details of the upcoming event of our fly fishing? I'm going to say it wrong. I know I am. But we'll all remember after I misidentified. I won't, though. It's the 2019 Fly Fishing Film Tour. So let's have all the important details again.
All right. So the film tour is taking place at the Panada on this Saturday, March 23rd. Doors will open at 5:45, and the showtime starts at 7. So that gives everybody some time to mill around, and you can buy raffle tickets. We still don't know a price on that, but that's all right. It's definitely, you know, not too much. I know they have done arm length of tickets in the past for a pretty sweet deal. And you can get tickets at Eichert's or at North 40 Fly Shop, at North 40 Outfitters for $12, or you can get them at the door for $15.
I was at the tour last year, and I do remember those armfuls of raffle tickets. And there were really great raffle gifts, and the door prizes were great. I think there was a guided trip last year, but only one, if I'm remembering right.
Yes, so there's actually another one this year from Kootenai Canyon Anglers, who just secured a permit to float the Idaho side of the Kootenai. So that's going to be a fun time for whoever wins that trip.
I think so. Sunglasses, good sunglasses are on my list. You don't happen to know if there are going to be any sunglasses in that raffle, do you?
I believe, yes, since Costa is one of the curators of the film tour itself, there will be some Costa giveaways.
Okay. I noticed some other big names like Sims Brothers, some of the really nice equipment companies. So we should look for some pretty nice equipment.
Yes, Sims and Yeti also will be, they're kind of curators of the film tour as well, so those will be the standard prizes for them, but we have many, many more that North 40 has secured from our vendors, and a lot of them are, again, Yeti, Sims, we also have Sage rods, some Echo rods as well, so there's definitely a lot of fun stuff coming your way.
All right, and it all goes to benefit fifth graders. Gail, let's get back and delve further into exactly what happens with the Ponderay Water Festival. Tell us what you're doing now and how that's all going to turn into this event in May.
Okay, well, just a little background. The Ponderay Water Festival, this is the 24th year. It started the first one here in Bonner County in 1996. It's for all fifth graders in Bonner County. We have a steering committee that implements the program. It's administered by Bonner Soil and Water Conservation District.
And does that make them a sponsor? Are they one of the sponsors technically?
Well, I suppose you could say that, because they do have a person from the office that's on the steering committee. They handle the financial side. They collect the money and pay the bills.
Okay.
We don't receive any tax money for the water festival. It's completely paid for by grants and donations. So as the coordinator, I start writing grants usually in January. I start calling the schools to see how many fifth graders we have. I'm responsible for doing all the fundraising. I'm also responsible for visiting every class in the county before the event at Riley Creek. This year we have 440 fifth graders from public and private schools. Yesterday I went to Priest River and did the in-class presentation. I have a large floor map that measures 10 feet by 10 feet of the northwest, showing all the lakes and the rivers and the streams. And the in-class visit talks about water. What is it and why do we need it? How does it flow over land and under underneath where you can't see, and how important it is to keep it clean. And we want swimmable, drinkable waters. And then I'm also in charge of recruiting all of the volunteers. The Water Festival itself takes place at Riley Creek, which is a U.S. Army Corps property, and they are also one of our sponsors. They provide the venue. One person serves on the steering committee, and they also provide lunches for all of the volunteers.
Pretty nice. So that we don't miss having given recognition to all the sponsors, let's just mention them all again.
Okay. Well, like I said, Bonner Soil and Water Conservation District is the administrator. And then we have Trout Unlimited Panhandle Chapter as a sponsor, along with the North 40 Fly Shop.
Okay.
Right? Okay. And then the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Right. And then we have, it takes about 35 to 40 instructors each day. We have about 225 kids on Thursday and Friday. We have six stations running, which is fisheries, animal tracks, water quality, watershed, the fur trapping era, and orienteering.
Okay. So that's a pretty busy 2 days. And do the fifth graders come both days? It's not, you don't split it up like half come for one day?
That's exactly what we
do. Oh, you do? All right.
Because there's almost 450 kids, we split them into 2 days. We take half of them on Thursday and the other half on Friday. It's the same program both days, just different kids.
I understand. And as you're traveling around in the wintertime meeting with the students, is that to prepare them? It's to help them understand what they're going to learn?
Exactly.
I see. Well, I'm interested in knowing a little bit more about the stations. Are there any that are standout favorites? Have you, from year to year, does it work out that way?
Well, we also, in order to gauge the educational effectiveness of the Water Festival, we give all the students a pre-festival test. We give them a post-festival test and then compare the results. And on the post-festival test, we ask them what was their favorite, what they enjoyed the most and why. And I read those every year. I grade the post-test and I read all of the comments. And it's almost equally divided among the six stations as to which one is like the best.
Okay. Each,
that just shows that all of the students have a different favorite. So it's hard to say. I don't think there is one universal favorite. It varies each year.
And what is the goal for the event with the fifth graders? Are you hoping they'll learn what are you hoping they're going to learn? Is it mainly water information?
Well, our mission is to empower children to have the knowledge, to appreciate, respect, and protect our water resources. But we also have a couple of other stations that are, like orienteering, where the kids get to learn how to use a compass and trek through the woods. But anyone that hikes in the woods, they need a source of water, whether they carry it with them or whether they use a filter and take it out of a stream. And then we do a little bit of natural history. We have a station that's the fur trapping era. And the people that man that station actually are trappers. And they bring the traps and the pelts. And they talk about David Thompson and how he explored the area over 200 years ago. So it's a little bit of not only water, but a little bit of natural history. And then Idaho Fish and Game does the fisheries station, where that is more about fish and their habitat and their the biology of a fish and what they need in order to survive, and a little bit of fish identification. They bring real fish, but not necessarily alive. So the kids get to touch them, and they talk about what fish have come into the Lake Pend'Oreille system that are not native to this system. And then, of course, they talk about the bull trout being endangered. And if you catch one of those, you need to put it back.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Laura, it sounds like that's Fish and Game's station. Is Trout Unlimited ever involved in that?
Yes, we do.
Area?
We are. In fact, Fish and Game, through Tom Whalen, has created a wonderful bull trout education trailer. And it's a physical trailer that has a fabulous display. Tom will be retiring in July of this year, and his replacement is getting up to speed right now. TU is involved with educating the community about identifying bull trout and distinguishing the features of a bull trout, say, from a lake trout, in that a lake trout has a forked tail, a bull trout does not. A brook trout has wormy marks on its back, where the spots on a bull trout are distinct. So we try to get information out to the public through this fly fishing film tour. The Trout and About Festival is geared towards families and children. That will be held about the last weekend in August, and I believe it will be in the Granary District.
And we've been talking about the educational aspect of what Gail is doing, of course, with the Water Festival, using the proceeds from this great film tour. But Trout Unlimited is sharing the proceeds, too. And you'll use, the Water Festival will use part of those proceeds, so will Trout Unlimited use some proceeds. And I know you've mentioned the trailer, the bull trout education trailer, but Trout Unlimited has other educational opportunities. And I know one of them is take your fifth, the Clark Fork School District, those kids get out.
Those
and,
are high school kids.
Yes, junior high and high school.
Yes.
Thank you for correcting
and
me.
And that will be held in May. I don't have the date for that exactly, but that will be held up at the Kootenai Wildlife Refuge.
Yes, and that's a great program, too, in that it teaches the youngsters something about fly fishing, and they learn about bugs in the water. They learn how to cast a fly rod. I've been there. How to tie a fly.
So it's very hands-on, and we'll get kids that have never, even though they lived in North Idaho, have never been fishing before, and it's a delight to see the sparkle in their eyes and the excitement when they hook a fish, and so they'll have a chance to cast, and they have a special pond set up for them, so
yes.
It's very exciting.
Rewarding. Yes, take some of their something they've learned in science in school and get out and actually apply it. And Taylor, I'm not going to leave out North 40, because when I wander in at times to the fly fishing area of North 40, what'll I see but you or other folks that work there teaching the young ones how to tie flies? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so every Saturday, we've been doing this back since, I think, the end of October, so it's been quite some time we've been doing it. It's a free fly tying class Saturday mornings, and we're also offering some paid classes as well, but continuing in April and May, every Saturday, we'll be doing a Fly Fishing 101 class that is free, so come on in and definitely learn how to fly fish, and it's going to have a lot of different curriculum each week. So,
yes, really nice. So, for the parents, if they're hoping their kids might learn something in the spring, either when they're at the Water Festival with Gail or maybe at the Trout Unlimited event out in the at the refuge, the Kootenai Refuge, or stopping in with Taylor, they can learn something about the fish in our area and how one might catch them if they're interested, and help think of ways to get their kids out and enjoy the outdoors here. So let us go ahead and talk about the details of the event one more time. And for those of you just joining us, this is 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported community radio for the Idaho Panhandle. And we're here with three great community supporters talking about the 2019 Fly Fishing Film Tour, which happens every year here at the Panada. Who hasn't had a turn at going over the event details? I think it's you, Gail.
Okay, well, it's this Saturday, March the 23rd, is the Fly Fishing Film Tour. It's, I understand it's several films. It's not just one. The doors open at 5:45 and the film starts at 7. And from, be sure and come early because you have a chance to win, you buy raffle tickets and win some great prizes. There are a couple of guided fishing trips plus fishing rods and sunglasses and hats and all sorts of things. And we're not real sure exactly how much those raffle tickets are, but I think they're $1 a piece. So it's a great opportunity to get out and support water quality, because part of this money goes to the Ponderay Water Festival, which is an event to for fifth graders in Bonner County to learn about how important it is to protect water quality. Also, part of the funding goes to Trout Unlimited. And they also do education events for children about protecting the waterways so that fish can have a healthy environment.
That's a great summary. Way to sum it all up. I'd like to ask each one of you, if there were a main reason why you'd be attending this event, what would that be? Gail, what do you see as the best parts of getting to the film tour?
To have fun.
It's
a very social event. I will be there selling raffle tickets. I will know how much they are by then. But it's a great, fun event. I've been in past years, and it's a time to meet other people and to talk and have an opportunity to win some great prizes. And then the films are always really good. They're inspiring, beautiful scenery. So even if you don't fish, just watching the films and seeing the scenery is worthwhile.
Get you thinking about fishing and getting outside.
Or just getting outside and sitting by on a riverbank. I mean, you don't have to fish, just sit on the riverbank.
So true. Laura, yeah. you weren't there last year, but you've been in other years. What do you look forward to?
The enthusiasm is wonderful. Some of the shots that are taken show the fish actually grabbing a fly, and you can hear the crowd just going, oh, if someone has missed a fish, or you know, a wonderful grab or something. It's very exciting. The crowd gets very enthusiastic, and the camaraderie is fabulous. You get a chance to meet up with folks that you haven't seen during the winter because everyone's on the mountain or doing their own thing, and it's just a chance to reconnect with really fun folks.
Sort of a kickoff for the spring and summer to come, get us all revved up and thinking about things. Taylor, what do you look forward to?
Again, echoing, you know, what everybody else said, it's definitely a fun event. It's a social event. There's a lot of fishy people that come to these, and you're with your own kind. You know, you don't need to be intimidated by it at all. You know, it's a lot of fun, some really great shots. Like Laura said, you know, some of the fishing scenes are just incredible. And I've always told myself it's fly fishing takes you to some of the most beautiful places. And that's one reason I came to North Idaho. It's just a spectacular place, spectacular people. But I also want to touch on, it's also really important what the film tour's goal is. It's not just a social event. It goes to some really good projects as well. So we're all very thankful for these projects.
It's nice to have a really enjoyable way to do some good in the community, and Sandpoint seems to be expert at that, making our fundraising events fundraisers and fun. And I'll be echoing something that you've said, all of you, a little bit, but I find it amazing how they're able to film these events that happen that in any kind of fishing, they happen over an instant and they sort of etch themselves in your memory. And I'm always amazed that a cinematographer is able to capture them, because I fumble around. Imagine, Laura, you and Taylor fishing folk feel the same, but here I'm out fumbling around with my camera hoping I could just catch maybe a fleeting image of my trout swimming away or something like that. And they capture the essence of so many wonderful fishing events, much more exciting than some I've experienced.
They make it look easier than it really is.
I have to agree.
There's many takes that haven't happened. So
well, that must be so. We have a bit of time, and I was hoping we would have a bit of time because I think we owe it to ourselves to talk a bit about the spring fishing season. And I'll start with you, Taylor, and just ask for a bit of a report. What's going on out there? After we see the film, will we all be able to run out and start fishing?
Well, hopefully some of that snow stays up in the mountains for a little time longer, just so we can have a little bit of window to enjoy this warm weather and get out fishing. But
The rivers rise and we're washed away for a while.
Yeah. So I checked the Coeur d'Alene River flows this morning, and it's starting to bump up a little bit. It's a good fishable level. I'm not sure on clarity or anything, but it's definitely time to start exploring some of your favorite haunts. And, it's getting close, but we're not quite there. We're maybe about a week off, I would say.
Well, a week is not long, and it is fairly snowy in a lot of the places that folks might want to be getting out fishing. So I think care is probably advisable. Easy to slip into cold, fast or slow-moving water is always uncomfortable if it happens. So we want to avoid that, of course. Well, any last summary, last thoughts from this group, and then we're going to run out with a song and come back with some current events, upcoming events. But I'll ask for one more time. Let's talk about the great event we're all going to try and make it to. I think it may be your turn, Taylor.
All right. Yeah, so you can get your film tour tickets at the flyfilmtour.com or at Eichert's or at North 40 Fly Shop at North 40 Outfitters in Ponderé. Tickets are $12 at North 40 and Eichert's. They're $15 at the door. For those that are just coming in, the film tour is at the Panada Theater this Saturday, March 23rd. Doors open at 5:45, and the showtime is 7 o'clock. And there's a bunch of raffle prizes and raffle tickets. And just so you know, raffle tickets are cash only.
All right, good to know. And Laura, last thoughts before we...
Well, we hope everybody will come out for this. We had a scheduling conflict several years ago where the community was torn between which event to go to. So we've selected this date pretty carefully. So we're hoping for a lot of faces to show up and excited to see everyone there.
So we don't want to hear anyone using the excuse that they had a conflict with something, because there's not too much going on that evening. Gail, last comments?
Well, like I said, I will be there selling raffle tickets, so come on out and support the Ponderé Water Festival and Trout Unlimited. Support clean water.
That's right, and support education for youngsters who need to learn as much as they can about our outdoors and how to take care of them. Well, with that, we're going to move into a song that you might have heard before, but if not, it's perfect for this moment. Laura, I may ask you to introduce it, because this song was actually created for Trout Unlimited, as I understand it. It's the Whiz Pop song, Bull Trout song. Do you know a little bit about the background?
I know that I believe it was created several years ago at one of the Trout and About festivals. And you can also see this song online at a website we've created, Take No Bull. .org, and you can find this as a video. And also this year there will be a bull trout video shown in addition to the regular fly fishing film tour movies, and we're excited for this premiere of this new bull trout movie.
Wow. Well, be something for us to look forward to, and will help us all know our bull trout from our brook trout. All right, well, with that